Which one are you putting on next? Well, I don't really care. I mean, you've got like 3 more picked out. And besides, I haven't even wanted to puke yet. So we're still early into the night. Well, no, we've already kind of done like gore. So maybe like psychological? Sure. Well, I mean, we're watching horror movies on Christmas Eve, so I don't think it matters if that's strange or not. Yeah, go with that one. The popcorn's still fresh, so we're good there. Do we need anything else? Stretch or, I don't know, anything? Yeah, I mean, if you want to plug in the Christmas tree, you can. Yeah, I only put it up because you told me to, so. I know that's what she would want me to do, but it's still kind of tough, you know? I mean, that's why we're watching horror movies on Christmas Eve. But yeah, I guess you can plug it in if you want. No, I'm not upset. I'm not, I promise. It just hurts. No, you didn't bum out the night. I can't help it. I'm a basket case about this crap. Sorry. It's fine. This is our tradition, remember? We do this every year. And I don't know why you want the Christmas tree on. All of a sudden, we're going to watch Halloween. Like, you want Christmas tree lights while Michael Myers butchers people? I don't get it. I know. Eventually, I'm going to have to go back to normal, and Christmas will have to be Christmas again, but I'm not there yet. Right? I mean, my dad's sitting at his house probably at the bottom of a bottle by now, but nobody's bothering him. So why am I getting shit for not wanting to turn on the Christmas tree? Well, I think in your official capacity as my best friend, you're not supposed to be trying to, you know, shake me out of it just yet. I think you're just supposed to be like my emotional support animal or something. Is that right? No, I'm making jokes because I'm uncomfortable. Can we change the subject, please? I mean, I'm grossly uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to talk about this. Okay. Yeah, we can talk about that, I guess. Tell me about her. Tell me about this girl that you're excited about. Oh, you met her at the gym. When did you start going back to the gym? Okay, we'll blow past that. Oh, she's a teacher. Cool. You're gonna go see her the day after Christmas. Nice. Is she as into you as you seem to be into her? Oh, you don't know. Well, that's... Well, that could be awkward, couldn't it? Well, I mean, you're getting sort of excited and she could be not. I just don't want to see you make a fool of yourself, I guess. I'm not saying you're going to make a fool of yourself. I'm just saying if she's not into you and you're getting all excited, Christmas might not be the time to start something. I don't know where I was going with that. It's great. I'm happy that you're excited. You haven't been excited about anybody in a while, not since the last train wreck. Although that one wasn't so much a train wreck as a fucking dumpster fire, so, you know. Does that mean you're not going to go to the big dinner at my grandmother's house with me on Boxing Day? I mean, you always go and buffer me from my family. But I mean, it's fine. I need to know, because dealing with my dad and his problems, I just need to know if I have to stick handle that alone, which I'm totally fine with. Just a little heads up. Yeah, I'm just asking. Well, it just seems a little abrupt. I mean, it's Christmas Eve and you're just telling me this now. When did you meet her? Yesterday? Well, no, that's what I thought. A couple weeks ago. You've been sitting on this for a couple weeks. I know you don't have to tell me everything, but something like that that affects our plans? This is what we do. Christmas Eve, you come over, we watch stupid horror movies that have nothing to do with Christmas, and then you pass out on the couch and go home Christmas morning while I go and clean up my dad, and then you come and take me to the family thing on Boxing Day so that I don't have to deal with it by myself. That's what we do. That's what we've done for the last 5 years. So if you're going to change that, I'd like a little heads up, please. Yeah, I can deal with my own shit. I'm not incapable. I just don't deal well with change, I guess, if you want to look at it that way. Well, excuse me if I'm not looking forward to watching my dad get drunk and potentially yell at my grandmother or yell at my uncles or, you know, pass out in the mashed potatoes again, because that was real fun last year. Yeah, I don't exactly have the strength to get him out of there, and nobody else really wants to deal with him. That was always my mom's job. And now she's not here. I wish he wouldn't go to these things, but he does because he feels like he has to. And you know, there's free booze. Here we are. It was just nice having somebody there to stick handle that shit with me. But it's fine. What do you mean I can ask you to stay? I'm not going to ask you to go put up with my drunk dad and crazy family if you're going to see some girl that could potentially be a relationship. Even though you don't know if she likes you or not. But that aside, I know friends trumps whatever that is, but I'm not unreasonably upset. I'm not. Okay, I am. Maybe a little bit. Sure. It's just you're the only one that knows how hard this is. You're the only one that knows how much this sucks, and you've seen how awful it can get. I mean, you cleaned his vomit out of the back of your car 2 years ago. Nobody else has done that. And I would be absolutely mortified and never speak to them again if anybody else had to see that. So I'm not really looking forward to either doing it by myself or introducing another human being to that mess. You've kind of been initiated already. Can I be honest? I'm also not really liking the idea that you're blowing me off for another girl. Yep, I said it. Yeah, that came out of my mouth. I know I've never cared before. No. I mean, we've always had relationships or flings or whatever and been able to talk about them. But this, maybe because it's Christmas and it sucks already, but I want you here. I want you with me. I don't want you with anybody else. Well, I don't know what that means. If I knew, I'd tell you. You said I could ask you to stay. Is it selfish of me to do so? Is it really selfish of me to tell you that I need you? That I don't want to do this by myself? That I can't do this by myself? And not just this. I mean, if push comes to shove, yeah, I can handle it. But I don't want to. You make it bearable. You're always just there, unconditionally. The first time you told me that, I didn't believe you. You just had to show me. And you did. You were just there, and you sort of sat quietly with me. Remember that? Yeah, it was the anniversary of my mom's death was the first time that I ever actually let you in. And I didn't even want you to see that part of my life. But you found your way in. And instead of spending the entire day wallowing, you made it bearable. And then Christmas came, and you accidentally discovered that my dad's a drunk, and got to see what that looked like. That was lots of fun, but you didn't leave. You stayed every step of the way. I guess when the person you love most in the world leaves you, even if it's not by choice, you have a hard time believing somebody when they say that they won't. But you proved that you wouldn't. And I don't know, now you telling me that you're going to go and see some random girl on a day that you're usually with me, I don't like it. I want you here. I want you with me. I want you. Wow. That just hit me like a ton of bricks. I want to be the girl that you want to go see. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make this weird. That definitely got weird really fast. Wow. You can say something at any time, or you can just, you know what, if you want, you can just leave. I'm good with that. I totally just made things stupidly awkward, and I'm sorry. Why haven't you said anything? That you're really just making this worse. I didn't hear you. What did you say? You'll stay. You'll stay. Okay. Okay. Stay. Yeah. Okay. Whoa. We've never done that before. I don't care that we've never done that before. I want to do it again. What? You mean that, don't you? You're here as long as I want you to be. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm trying to get your belt off. What is this? Welded shut? Jesus. Yes, that's your jeans. There. Is that okay? I'm gonna wrap my hand around you. Because right now I just want to be as close to you as I possibly can. And I want to make all of the crap go away. And this is how we're gonna do it, okay? Don't say no. I don't think that's a no. Oh, yes. Oh, I love how you feel in my hand. This part is as strong and as steady as the rest of you. And might I add, equally as gorgeous. What? Okay. Really? That's interesting. All right. Sit on the couch. If you want to play that way, sit down. You like when I'm bossy, I guess? Good. What I really want to do is I want to say thank you to you for being there for me. And I know how much you love a good blowjob. We've talked about it. I don't know how we ended up talking about it, but we did. So I'm going to drive you absolutely insane. And then you're going to fuck me silly. And I think that's going to be how we spend Christmas Eve. Okay. Let me just get down here. You ready? Some bitch from the gym will never be able to make you feel like this. Ever. Same as nobody else will ever be there for me like you have been. It's just us. I don't know how I didn't see that earlier. See, you even taste like home. Keep your hands at your sides. It's like this cock was made for my mouth. It is the perfect size. And these balls are the perfect weight in my hand. You like that when I play with them? And I roll them around and just gently tug ever so lightly. Mm. Have you ever thought about it before? In all the times that you were there, helping me, watching out for me, making my life so much better. Have you ever thought about fucking me? Liar. No, I think you're lying. And I'm going to make you tell me the truth. You don't get to come until you tell me the truth. I can feel your balls tightening in my hand as I suck on just the tip. Use my tongue in that special spot just below the head. Well, you're really squirming now, so why don't I ask you again? Have you ever thought about it? Fucking me. You're still lying. Oh, I see. You didn't want to take advantage. Well, that's very gentlemanly. I appreciate it. I've thought about it. Once or twice. Usually when I've been drinking, but I thought about it. I've always wondered what this cock would look like, what it would taste like. Especially when you've told me about women that you've been with. Which you only usually do when we've been drinking. That's right. Thrust up into my mouth. It's okay. Would you ever wonder about my pussy? What it feels like? How tight it is? How wet? What it would feel like? Sliding around you? Clenching. As you slid in and out. You're still lying. It's okay. You want to come soon, don't you? Your head is swelling in my mouth, all over my tongue, and your pre-cum. That delicious, salty pre-cum is coating my throat. And these balls keep getting tighter. Should I give them a gentle squeeze? That was a twitch. Oh, you like that? Let's see if I can get you to shoot down my throat. What do you think? All right. I can see it on your face. Were you about to come? Yeah? You don't get to. You're still lying. Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Did you think about this? I thought so. When? I won't stop. Oh, that party. I remember. Oh, that little skirt, yes. The one I hated because I was so fucking short. No. That's why you kept following me around all night, isn't it? Oh, you were worried? Okay. Yeah, there were a lot of skeevy guys at that party. You didn't want them taking advantage. See, this is what I mean. You've always been there when I need you, and you've always stayed when I need you, because... Oh. If I remember correctly, I had a bit too much to drink at that party. And you brought me home and put me to bed. Yeah, you did. And you stayed on the couch. Oh, you did you? You had a peek under the skirt when I got into bed? Oh, I probably wasn't being all that ladylike, no. Did you like what you saw? Yeah. I do keep it shaved down there. Not shaved, waxed, but bare either way. Well, since you were such a good boy and told me the truth, I think it's time you got to come. And this cock agrees with me. He's turning a lovely shade of dark red. And if I'm not careful, he's going to start to turn purple. And that's not going to feel as good. You ready? I think you better hold on to the couch. Because I'm about to rock your world. All right, here we go. That's right. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Come on. Let me show you how much I want you. How much I need you. How much you mean to me. Shoot that hot load down my throat. Let me have it. Yeah, that's right. I know you're close. Come on. Come on, babe. shoot. Can you do that? All right. Here we go. You really do have a wonderful cock. Are you still gonna stay? Promise. I don't know why I'm laughing. I do, but it's stupid. Oh God. I was just thinking that you always told me that one day my opinion of Christmas would change. Something would make it not suck as much. No pun intended. Yeah, I just didn't think it would be you. And you know what? Despite everything else, maybe Christmas isn't so bad after all.